Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media as the Ravens count down to their home opener against Cleveland.
Okay, appreciate everybody being here. Getting ready for a very important game, home opener, against a division rival. Watching the tape, obviously they bring it like they always do. Physical, aggressive defense, smothering type of a defense, man coverage, mix it up, run out and play zone, try to disguise on you a little bit. Heavy pass rush, very talented defense, and an offense, very physical offensive line. Downhill run game, play action pass, drop back pass, of course, in passing situations. Playing against Joe coming back, that's gonna, he's playing great. Watching him the last couple of years and even on tape, so all those things. What questions do you have?
John, you mentioned that with Joe. I mean, you've played him before up there in New York, but will it be any different having him here in Baltimore, seeing him on the other side?
You know, it's just nothing but in terms of looking back, you know, what an amazing run, you know, and what a era, you know, for the Ravens at the Joe Flacco era. You know, I think, you know, he was in there, and the early part of his career was with Ray and Ed and those guys, and the later part of his career with another set of guys, and he just he's iconic, I think, in Baltimore football history, you know, and so respect that and admire that, and still keep in touch with him, except not this week. And this week, it's not about that for us as a football team. It's about us getting prepared for a good quarterback that knows how to play the game, that's capable of making plays against you. And we're going to have to be at our very best to defend against Joe and the whole offense.
What does he present? What's the challenges even at 41?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, that's the thing. He operates the passing game really well. He does a good job with all the play action stuff. He's going to get them in the runs they want to get in. But he can get back there. He's still big. He's still got a good arm. He's very accurate. You know, he's it's a good catchable ball, and he knows where to go with it. So, that's kind of the classic drop back quarterback kind of guy that Joe is, and that's the way they're playing with him.
John, you mentioned Joe's stature in the organization and all he accomplished here. I mean, given that, when you know you guys made the tough decision in 2018 to transition to Lamar, I mean, what do you think he showed in his sort of grace with that decision and kind of, giving you guys the leeway to have that transition?
Well, Joe is always a pro, always a first-class man, you know, family man. And, of course, at the time we had a lot of conversations, and I don't really remember the details right now, but they were all positive and good, and always respect him for, you know, everything he did here. Yeah. I mean, Derek was explosive and fast. I mean, he's a hardworking guy, you know, and he's prepared to play. He had a great camp and wasn't surprised at all. It's what we expected to see.
John, you know, you've come off some emotional losses before, but as a coach, is there anything that you try to do to make sure, again, if you leave it at that game and you know everybody is looking forward?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things you do. I think it's more subtle than it is obvious. You know, it's just the way you approach everything. You're going to have those in this league. I mean, that's just, it's the NFL, you know, and it happens. And you know, we've been in a lot of games over the years where we've had leads, and I think it's actually 152 since 2008. And we've won 140 of them, you know. So, you know, and then you lost 12, and that's tough. But there's a lot of other games you lost too, and it doesn't really matter how you lose them. It matters that you lost them. And you got to find a way to, you know, come back and play the next week and improve. But the opportunity of failure or disappointment is the opportunity that brings into sharp focus all the things that you need to get better, because every single person is looking at every single thing that they didn't do as well as they wanted to do in their mind, because we have accountable guys saying, that's on me. If I'd have made that play, if I'd have done that better, if I'd have made that decision, whatever it is, all of us, that would have been the difference in the game. So it brings into sharp focus the opportunity to improve. And so you try to make the most of that.
John, have you or anybody from the organization heard anything about Lamar's situation with the fans? I know we actually have Monday, but it's a couple days have lapsed. Have you heard anything from the league?
Well, I haven't personally. I know that Eric and Sashi have talked to the league about it.
John, there's going to be no discipline, right, as far as you know?
As far as I know. Excuse me, talk a little louder. Yeah, he's dealing with a little something. He should be out there tomorrow.
John, you know, just based on clips and stuff, Jair's been one of the guys getting hammered for how that fourth quarter went. You know, how much of that do you feel like is just him just not being able to practice, you know, a lot of the month leading up to that game? And what do you kind of expect for this week?
No, I mean, I think that's fair, you know, to look at that. This practice, it's a practice sport. Practice is important. You know, especially that position just being exactly right. So, you know, he and I have had that conversation. I recognize it. And the main thing right now is just to get him right, you know. And he's healthy enough, but we got to get him right so he can go out there and play like Jair Alexander, which I fully expect him to do. And we'll just give him a opportunity to do that.
John, you talked often about your Ohio roots. Do you have any, I guess, have you heard from anyone from back in the day about maybe them being upset about this game being the one to honor the 30 seasons, but given the shared history between Cleveland and Baltimore?
Have I heard from like any of my friends in the Midwest?
Anyone else?
I have not. Nobody's mentioned it to me. But now that you ask the question, I'll probably expect to get a couple calls.
You didn't hear it. Defensively from Cleveland, I mean, they were so good against Cincy in the second half, and they were 7 yards allowed.
They were smothering the Cincinnati offense, you know, playing the way the Browns like want to play. You know, when they can play that way, that's when they're at their best. I mean, they've got good players, and Jim Schwartz does a great job. And it's a downhill. Best word I can use is a smothering type of a mindset. You know, and you got to find a way to, you know, get to crack the smother open. You know, that's what you got to try to find a way to do. And they try to keep it tight. So they did a great job against the Bengals. It was a great defensive performance. Say again, who?
Stanley and Linderbaum played really well the other night in the period. Just what would you like to see the rest of the group, you know, just kind of collectively when you look back at the tape?
Interesting phrasing. I thought the offensive line played well overall. You know, we ran for a whole bunch of yards, blocked really well. Pass protection was pretty good for the most part. You know, there wasn't too many real major problems there. It's pretty solid. So I think just across the board, you know, first game to second game, you have a chance to really improve, because it does give you a chance to kind of see really where you're at. You know, there's going to be some things that you're going to look at and you're going to go, you didn't see that coming. There's going to be some other things that you expect to see. Some things are going to be better than you expect to see them, you know. And yet the next game is not the last game. The next game is not played the same way. So you've got to anticipate all the things that you think might come up with your guys. So it's just a process. I mean, it's a long season. And it's the art of developing a football team, you know, and helping the team become the very best they can be. So that goes with the offensive line. You know, I'm in George's meeting this morning. All the coaching points, it's all what we do as coaches. And George is a great offensive line coach. So that's what they're going to work on, all the ways they can get better. I haven't talked to him about it. Too much. I mean, he and I had a conversation about it in terms of just the you know, a little bit about what happened. And so I'm very confident he understands what he needs to understand. And I know he talked to Eric about it at length, had that conversation with Eric. So as far as I can tell, I think we're in a real good spot with that.
John, what are you looking for from your defensive leaders after Sunday's game?
I'm looking for the defensive leaders to play great football and to lead the way in terms of example and the way they work, the way they prepare, the way they run to the ball, the way they lock in on every rep. Same thing we're looking for everybody, but of course you want your leaders to lead the way, you know, and all those things. I've seen them do that, you know, and I mean, they've done it all the way through and they've done it since, so I wouldn't expect anything different from those guys. Yeah, I think a good thing about our offense is that those targets can really kind of go anywhere, you know. And Zay got them, and that's great, because Zay's a dynamic player. You know, I was really happy with one hop guy and what he did with it. So I think it's what you do with the targets that you get. The ball's going to go where it's going to go with Lamar. That's the kind of player he is. You know, he kind of takes it where it needs to go a lot of times, and our guys understand that.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay.